Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of information, notifications, and just plain noise? That's what we tackle every day here, figuring out how to navigate this crazy world without losing our sanity. And today we're diving into something super crucial for actually managing all that stimulation, healthy communication skills. Why? Because good communication is like the lifeblood of any relationship, whether it's with your partner, your boss, your bestie, or even yourself. It's about understanding each other, being heard, and feeling genuinely connected. Without it, well, things get messy pretty fast, misunderstandings abound, frustration boils over, and before you know it, you're caught in a communication crisis. Sound familiar? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to level up your communication game and finally tap out of those frustrating back and forths. First up, active listening. We all think we're good listeners, but active listening is a whole different beast. It's about truly focusing on the other person, absorbing their words, understanding their emotions, and asking clarifying questions to make sure you get it right. Think of it like being in a verbal tennis match. You're not just waiting for your turn to speak, you're engaged, responding, and showing genuine interest. Number 2, clear and concise communication. Nobody likes rambling on forever, especially when there are better things to do. Be direct, get to the point, and use language that everyone can understand. Think about it like sending a text message. You wouldn't write an essay just to say, "I'm hungry." Third, emotional intelligence. This is all about being aware of your own emotions and those of others. It means recognizing how your feelings might influence your communication and being empathetic to the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. Try to approach conversations with kindness and understanding. Next up, nonverbal communication. We communicate way more than just through words. Your body language, facial expressions, tone of voice, these all speak volumes. Be mindful of how you're presenting yourself, make eye contact, and use a friendly tone. You want to come across as approachable and genuine, not like you're interrogating someone. Finally, feedback is your friend. Don't be afraid to ask for feedback on your communication style, both giving it and receiving it. What can you do better? How can you make sure your message is clear and understood? It takes courage to be vulnerable, but open communication is the key to growth and building stronger relationships. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're at work and your boss asks for feedback on a project proposal. You might feel intimidated or unsure how to express your thoughts clearly. But remember what we talked about. Actively listen to their concerns, ask clarifying questions to make sure you understand their expectations, and then offer your feedback in a clear and concise way. Focus on the positive aspects of the proposal while also suggesting constructive improvements. Remember, effective communication is a skill that takes practice. It's not about being perfect. It's about continually learning and growing. So, put these takeaways into action today. Start with small steps. Be more present in conversations. Ask thoughtful questions. And listen with your whole heart. You'll be surprised at the difference it makes in your relationships and your overall well-being. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a boost in their communication skills. Let's spread the good vibes and help each other tap out of those frustrating communication roadblocks. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation, where we explore practical strategies for navigating the chaos and creating a more balanced and fulfilling life. Until then, keep it real, keep it connected, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.